You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it is National Scam Week. We want to be aware of the scams that are out there and trying to get their hands on your money through any which means they can. I'm joined by Julia Newbold from Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Well, thank you, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So, obviously, scams, they target people for their money, and you being a money expert, I guess it's well and truly in your wheelhouse.
Well, yeah, we work so hard for our money and we look at, you know, how to invest it and so on. Protecting it's a really important side of, you know, keeping our money too.
So when it comes to scams, I know Money Magazine has talked about this in the past, but what are some ways we can keep ourselves safe from getting ripped off?
I guess it's just to be really careful of everything that we do online and how we're interacting with people and make sure that nobody gets our details. So in the last year, a lot of us have been working from home on our own equipment and our own computers, and a lot of them don't have the same sort of security as work and business computers. So there's been a lot more ability for scammers to get through to us. That's one side of it. And one of the recent scams that's been going on, and it's through text and emails, is that they purport to be from DHL or Amazon or some other delivery service, and we're all ordering things online. So we might think that they're legitimate. And once you click on these, it's malware that's put into your system and that can go out to your contacts, spam your contacts, and also get some of your personal information through your own system.
And I guess it's a matter of like being aware of just, you know, really being conscious of what you have been purchasing just to avoid, these very believable texts that come through or the calls that come through.
Absolutely. They're very clever, very sophisticated. And, you know, they're spamming so many people that even if they get a tiny, tiny percentage of people that respond, these scammers can still make money. So this week's Scam Watch Week. And one of the things that is being said by the ACCC is to talk about scams. So if you've been targeted by any of these scams or you think you might have, talk to other people in your network. Don't be embarrassed, because it's because people are embarrassed and they feel like they've been duped and they've been stupid that other people don't know that these exist. And it's, you know, anyone can be duped. Anyone can have their information stolen. I lost my Facebook account during the beginning of lockdown, which was quite terrifying that, you know, someone had all my personal information. Eventually, you know, I got it back, but there's all sorts of things that are happening. The other day I checked my credit card bill and I had a whole lot of extra charges put on by Uber. So someone's obviously hacked in, got my card details, and then, you know, charging all these amounts to my account. So you've got to be vigilant. Every time there's outgoings on your credit card, make sure that you're doing it in the most secure way that you can. Don't let people take your credit card out into a back room. Shred any paper documents that you might have that you've received so that people can't get your personal information. And just keep your card safe.
And, you know, like you said, talking about it, the more you talk about scams, the more people may recognise that they've also come into contact with something similar, and, you know, you start to see a pattern forming, and it helps keep everyone else aware and safe.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. And, you know, little things like make sure that you stick with trusted websites when you're doing your online purchases. And if there's investments or products that are too good to be true or a deal, they probably are, so steer clear. You know, there's not a lot of bargains to be had that are just ridiculously cheap. You're not going to make incredible, you know, gains in investments just because you've gone through some website that you think no one else can find. You know, you've got to keep your alarm bell. You know, if there's something that sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And there's, you know, a few different scams that have been happening. Another one that a friend of mine was caught in was someone contacted her through her computer, like a pop-up came up saying that she needed to update her security. It had come, you know, and I've had those emails as well. I fortunately up till now ignored them. But once she clicked on it, then they said they needed remote access to install the update, and that's when they got in and were able to see all her bank details. So, you know, it's embarrassing to report things like that, but it's also really important to know that it's happening to smart people, it's happening to a lot of people, and, you know, just be vigilant.
And when it comes to scams as well, you can always report them, because the more you report them, the better, I guess, an idea the police get of, you know, what to look out for.
That's right. And if a particular business that you do interact with has had their information taken by scammers and, you know, you can see it, let them know. Let them know that someone's pretending to be them and sending you emails, because they need to look after it as well. So it might be your bank, for instance. Just let them know that these sorts of things are happening.
And I guess just be wary that the forms of communication that a business, say like Telstra or even NBN, will reach out to you with, it's not likely going to be a text message, not likely going to be a phone call. They'll probably send you a letter to your postal address.
That's right. And also, you know, be careful about the information that people are asking you to provide over the phone. You know, your name, your date of birth, those sorts of things, your address. You know, think about why they're asking you to do it if you haven't reached out to them. You know, is this a legitimate call? Are these the right people that you should be providing that kind of information to?
Well, we're just out of time. Everyone stay safe out there. Watch out for scams and be vigilant. Julia, thanks for chatting today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.